Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I mean, I feel like I haven't been back on the night shift in a little while. Where are my night crawlers at? My night owls? Where are my guys and gals that just punched the clock, just got to work? Maybe you're driving. Maybe you work in a warehouse. Maybe you're just driving home still. Nah, not from the Knicks game. That Knicks game ended like 2 hours ago. Maybe you're just driving. Maybe you just want to hear sports talk on WFAN 101.9. FM. Maybe you want to call. Maybe you want to get involved. 877-337-6 and two more sixes will get you on my show. Do it now. Go. I don't have any calls. Go. I'm going to say a bunch of stuff in the open. Hurry up. Hurry up. It's wide open. And now for the open. Where y'all want to start? Cam Newton getting jumped? No. Where y'all want to start? Deion Dawkins? Sauce Gardner? No, I'm just like scrolling through my notes to see what we got. Oh, yeah, the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott says it's not a matter of if, just a matter of when. I mean, the NFL is king. It's always NFL time. We've got plenty of NFL to talk, but we're not going to do that just yet, right? Joe Shane and the New York Giants are going to seriously consider trading up in the draft, and we've got the combine coming and speculation. Justin Fields. Nah, I'm going to talk about Tyson Bagent tonight. We're not going to talk about Justin Fields unless we talk about Tyson Bagent. 877-337-6666. Lakin Tomlinson? Nah, we'll get there. I'm in here right now watching spring training. I was on Saturday when we had our first games. You couldn't watch the Yankee game. You could watch the Mets game, but you probably turned that off after just the first or second inning. But yeah, it's buzz time. It's spring training hype time. It's read too much into a couple at-bats, a couple plays, a couple innings pitched, and make your proclamations. But I think we learned some things, and we'll get to it tonight. I told y'all Blake Snell wasn't going to happen, but it sounds better coming from someone else but me. What else do we have? Yeah, the Mets, the make it happen Mets. Remember last week I was like, yeah, Jace Thompson. No, not Jace Thompson. Trace Thompson, you know, Clay's brother. I mean, you don't want him to actually be one of your outfielders, but he's there. He had a big game today. And what are we supposed to talk? Oh, we're supposed to talk basketball. That's right. We had the Nets and the Knicks get a win tonight. You guys want to start with the Nets? Yeah, let's start with the Nets, because I know you guys want to talk Knicks. Kevin Ollie, congrats. First win as the Brooklyn Nets head coach. And the Memphis Grizzlies are cooked. The Memphis Grizzlies are not much better than the Nets. They're not better than the Nets. They lost to the Nets by a good margin tonight. And I know a lot of Nets fans saw that first game in Toronto against some former Knicks. And they're like, yo, the Nets suck. It doesn't matter if it's Kevin Ollie. It doesn't matter if it's Jacques Vaughn. It doesn't matter if it's Steve Nash. Lionel Hollins. It doesn't matter who's coaching the team. But good to see Kevin Ollie get a win. And I love what he had to say. If you were just listening to Brooklyn Nets radio not too long ago, he gave credit to Jacques Vaughn for giving him an opportunity. I always say, man, shout out to the people that believe in you for no reason. Jacques Vaughn told him, you don't have to interview. I know who you are and what you bring to the table. And now he's doing Jacques Vaughn's job. He went out of his way to big up Jacques Vaughn and the Brooklyn Nets for giving him the chance. And then he also said that ball is going up on the shelf for his mom in heaven and his sister up in heaven. So congrats to Kevin Ollie getting his first win as the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. And shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, all five starters in double digits. If you look at the box score and that plus minus, the box score looks right. I saw our very own Evan Roberts say, you know, I forgot what it felt like just to enjoy my own basketball team getting a win. And yeah, I kind of half watched that and I half watched the Knicks. I'm in baseball land, and now football's coming right back up. But 877-337-6666 if you want to talk about your Brooklyn Nets. Cam Thomas got hurt, so that just kind of killed it for me. With like 7:40 left, Cam Thomas rolls his ankle. And yeah, we'll see what comes out of the Nets world as the Nets have another game tomorrow. And let's talk about the main event. Let's talk about New York forever. Go New York, go New York, go. I mean, watching the end of that game, the shenanigans that went on. Monty Williams has lost almost 50 games this year, but not like that. No, not like that. I mean, the NBA owed the Knicks a no call late in the game, right? That's a makeup call. They got it tonight in the Garden. Everybody remembers what happened in Houston. Seems like the refs were holding their whistles, right? Biting their whistles. They weren't going to blow the whistle. There was plenty contact. There was a couple fouls, but what a sequence. And what a win for the New York Knicks in the Garden. Win ugly, man. Win ugly. At the end of the year, it's not going to matter that you barely won that game. You won that game, and you need to stack wins and continue to stack wins while you're not healthy. And the Detroit Pistons are an all-time bad team. You can't lose to them at home with Quentin Grimes coming back and Evan Fournier coming back. You can't let those guys cook you and get a win in a revenge game. They came close, but they did not. Y'all were in there actually booing Evan Fournier. That's tough. That's tough. It's New York. It's just hard to make it. It's a tough place to make. What did Evan Fournier do to y'all? Nothing. But yeah, we'll talk about the Knicks as, of course, Jalen Brunson, MVP, goes out there and does his thing. And I mean, I thought it was a 40 burger incoming, but he ends up with 35. And then he adds 12 assists. And his podcast partner, Josh Hart, goes out there and drops 23, and then obviously had the big moment late in the game. And you get another 21 from the big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo. That's the Knicks' big three right now. Those are the guys right now until you get whole again. And we'll see what happens in the interim until they do get Randall back, right? Maybe. OG Anunoby back, right? Maybe. Yes. So Knicks fans, call me up. Talk about the win if you were at the Garden tonight and you're home now. We'd love to hear from you. 877-337-6666. We'll start with the Knicks. We'll start with the Nets and the basketball. But yeah, it's baseball time. It's spring training time. And it's time that guys are getting signed, right? Cody Bellinger signed. And I saw today Manuel Margot got traded from the Dodgers, I guess, to make way for Kike Hernandez. Brandon Crawford got signed. So some of these guys are finding homes, right? The Boris Five is not five anymore. And you already heard me reference the fact that Blake Snell is not going to be a Yankee. I guess you had to hear it from Jack Curry on the broadcast. I guess you had to read it from Bob Nightingale. I was telling y'all last week when somebody called me to be like, hey, the Talking Yanks guys are tweeting about it. I'm like, so? Marty from Barstool's tweeting about it. So what? Twitter is a fake place. There's a lot of fake stuff that goes on Twitter that you guys love to apply to real life. Sources, quote unquote, sources. Blake Snell to the Yankees. Last week I brought Brendan Cuddy on, who wrote the article basically telling y'all that was a no-go. I tried my best to like bring on the people that are smarter than me that could articulate it better, that wrote the article, to tell you just stop that. But as I watched Carlos Rodon over the weekend, and even as I watched Nestor Cortez today, and shout out to Nestor, that's my dog, I'm like, you can't sell me on this Yankees rotation without telling me that they do need another frontline starter. Go ahead and trade for Dylan Cease. Go ahead and trade for whoever it is, because you need a 1A and a 1B if you think you're winning the World Series. You need basically two aces. You need a game one and game two starter that's a lock if you think you're going to advance to the World Series. 877-337-6666. But yeah, Spencer Jones is off limits. Spencer Jones is not going anywhere. And there's plenty of ways we can go with the Spencer Jones conversation tonight. I've been telling you guys for months, I saw Spencer Jones at the Futures game, right? This is going to sound familiar if you've listened to me. I saw him in Seattle at the Futures game, take batting practice. I saw him with Dave Winfield, and I'm like, wait, that's him? That's the kid, the left-handed judge from Vanderbilt? And now everybody's gotten a chance to see him. He had a 470-foot bomb. The hype is on. And there's no way they trade him. So for those of you that were mad, and I was a little bit disappointed about the Corbin Burns deal not coming to us, they were asking for that guy. You can't let that guy go. You know why? Because across town, the Met fan is convinced that Juan Soto is signing with them in free agency after this 2024 season. 877-337. A six, a six, and two more sixes. I was on Saturday, and I tried my best to just break it down to y'all as far as how I feel, my opinion, about Juan Soto to the Mets. And I mean, I'm not going to keep doing this, but I know we're going to have to do this all year. To the Met fan, what I tell you is just enjoy what you have. Stop projecting into next year. Don't count Steve Cohen's money and say what he's going to do. And also, I lean into the fact that, like, this is David Stearns' era. He's a defensive guy. I saw Juan Soto miss a pop-up to right that he should have had. Another scare today. He had a scare in the batter's box, a scare in the field. I'm actually not afraid of him getting hurt in spring training or getting hurt at all this year, because that price is going to come down. I don't want to see the guy get hurt. I want to see the guy play. But yeah, for the Met fan, like, don't y'all get tired of, oh yeah, Aaron Judge is going to look nice in a blue and orange 99. Oh, wait till we get Ohtani. King Cohen's going to deliver us Yamamoto. Carlos Correa. Don't y'all get tired of that? Back to school, and I hate it there, hate it there. Everything I want, I got to wait a year, wait a year. The Met fan is always waiting till next year. It's always kicking the can down the road, even with this current regime. Oh, now I got to watch Luis Angel Acuna today and hope that he pans out for the future. And Jet Williams. And I'm like, come on, bro. What I'm saying to y'all is just lock in on what you have this year. Focus on the other Boris client, Pete Alonso. Focus on the polar bear re-signing. That's more realistic, right? That's more like, he's there. He's your man. That's your guy. The face of your franchise. The fawning over someone else that's currently in pinstripes. Enough. Don't you have enough Yankee Mets, LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. Ben Gamel and Luke Voigt and G-Man Choi and Adam Ottavino. Adam Ottavino! You know the rest of the guys. Harrison Bader, Luis Severino, your manager, Carlos Mendoza. Like, do you really want Juan Soto after he spends this year in the Bronx? Sure, I guess. You're going to have to pay him $600 million, and I guess Steve Cohen's going to really say, yep, that's it. We're going to go in a different way than the Milwaukee Mets that David Stearns is building, and we're going to sign Juan Soto. We'll talk about it, but I'm just going to tell you, in this modern day of Major League Baseball, it isn't just the biggest money. J.D. Martinez had an offer from the San Francisco Giants. He rather just wait it out. He turned it down. The Giants have been throwing money at everybody. They've been trying to get Judge and Carlos Correa. You guys saw that they throw money at everybody, and J.D. Martinez did not want to go there. Speaking of Judge, Judge left $40 million off the table from the San Diego Padres to stay with the Yankees. Like, who else? What other examples? I already said Ohtani. I already said Yamamoto. Like, it's not all just we have the richest owner in the sport and the math says that we'll have the highest offer out there and we'll land the player because of that. The Yankees have a foot up in this whole thing over the whole league because right now Juan Soto is shuffling and pimping doubles off the wall and smiling and laughing next to Aaron Judge. Don't get too comfortable, Juan. No, get as comfortable as you want because the Yankees understand that they have to bid for him. I don't care what Randy Miller said on The Fan. His opinion is as good as mine or yours. And in my humble opinion, we can do this all season, but it's a waste of time. 877-337-6666. Why would these guys try to fight Cam Newton at his event? I saw Cam Newton at Nets versus Knicks or Knicks versus Nets at Barclays Center. That was when I was with Loogie and Tiki and Evan. Like, I physically walked by him. Asked Loogie. We saw him getting in the line to go into the suites. And I'm like, that's Cam Newton. He's a monster. Why are guys trying to run the fade with a 6'5", 250-pound guy? Like, there's a reason he was the Heisman Trophy winner, was an NFL MVP. I don't know. People are crazy now. They'll try and fight anybody over football, over 7-on-7. Yeah, I don't know. But we got to talk football. We got to talk combine. A lot of these guys are not going to throw at the combine, not going to run at the combine, not going to test at the combine. I love to watch the combine, but the combine is a proving ground for the unproven, especially in this college football landscape of NIL deals. These guys are already millionaires. They got nothing to prove. These guys are already in Merrill Hodge and Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's big board. They got nothing to prove. The running backs in the NFL have a ton to prove, though. I did a stream on Bleacher Report last week trying to pair these different running backs and their destinations. But as we talked around this time last year about the franchise tag and devaluing running backs, now we get all the news today that, no, they're not going to tag these guys. Saquon Barkley. We'll see what happens with the Giant. Once a Giant, always a Giant. Wants to be a Giant for life. We'll see what happens with that. But I don't know. I'd like to see Saquon go somewhere and win. I have him going to the Chargers or the Texans. Going to play with the young quarterback that's up and coming. Quarterback's best friend is a good running back. I see Austin Eckler potentially going to the Chiefs. Chargers are going to let him go. That's the Harbaugh show now. I'm pretty sure that Josh Jacobs is going to want a mulligan. He's going to want to come back and re-sign with the Raiders. Antonio Pierce, and he was banged up last year, and that's the team that drafted him. He should be right there. But King Henry, I got him going to Baltimore. And Tony Pollard, from my miserable Dallas Cowboys, there's no reason that the Cowboys should bring him back. They need to get a lot better at that position. Fools. They drafted Deuce Vaughn, who is the smallest running back in last year's draft class. But they did that for a social media hit because his dad is employed by the Dallas Cowboys. We got a bunch to talk about, man. I got 2.5 hours.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.